What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every week, and we talk about all the world issues. We talk about relationships. We talk about current events. Pretty much everything we feel like talking about. And the reason we call it Let Us Tell It is because it's coming from the minds and mouths of two level-headed black men.
Tenfold.
As I like to look at it.
Damn
We ain't got all the toxicity in us, all right? Mm. We have wives, we have kids, we have no girlfriends. Mm. We ain't got no current charges.
That's right.
None of that bull that y'all be seeing out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got kids in good schools and all of that stuff. Anyway, it's called Let Us Tell It. We usually start this off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I do, but I also want to let you all know, today I was stopped by the police.
Hold up. We got a first-timer in Patreon. Welcome. Lock Doc.
Lock Dot.
Doc.
Doc.
Lock Doc J, auntie. Welcome. Glad you're here with us. What's
Thank
happening?
You. So you
I'm
get
talking to
this.
Patreon, y'all. Not y'all. I'm talking to Patreon because they watching the film is right now on Tuesday.
You get to hear this crazy bull about this police officer that pulled me over, right?
Uh-huh.
What did they say? Do you know why you... Yeah, today, head it here. Why? What did they say? Do you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, no, blase, blase. He was like, you're not licensed? Oh, no, are you licensed to carry? So I'm like, carry what? He's like, those guns.
Get the... Man, I can't stand this dude.
This is... I was like, sir.
Man, anyway. Can't believe I just sat through that bullshit.
Hey.
Oh, you are annoying as hell, man.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I had to tuck my arm back
dude
in.
Got on a small shirt. So.
I put this shirt on. I was like, God dang. Got the gun showing today, boy.
Look, you say that this shirt I got on, this is only my second or third time wearing it. I don't like it because it fits fine, but in the arms, it's got big arms on it. And I don't like, I like to feel something on my arms.
Oh, yeah.
It is way too loose on my arms, but I guess the color's okay, but I can't stand it.
This
the way
is,
it fits.
I'm fine with the fit, but it's too
you
like
got your cleavage and everything.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, man, this is tight. But anyway, your boy made it out alive.
Is that new merch?
No. This is
what's that say?
This is underrepresented, but okay. It's not new.
Oh. I ain't never seen that.
I've wore a couple of times, but I like this shirt.
That's
I
one need of good, this. Let me, what kind of material is that? It got some little bit of polyester in it, a little bit of stretch and
it's something in there.
All right.
It ain't shrunk.
Man,
that
get,
much.
Give these people which.
Anyway, I want to get something off my chest.
Get on my nerves, man.
These designer flip flops.
They got boot soles on them.
This, especially these Gucci ones, man, they are not worth your time and money. You gonna say, Gooch, you bought it? Nope. I didn't buy this. Kev then bought this for me for a birthday gift. The amount of money I could have bought me two iPhones with the I hate these.
Gucci
I
slides,
hate these Gucci
all
slides.
All designer slides are expensive.
Okay. Well, expensive, yeah. But these are so uncomfortable. You mm-hmm. you're not. Don't get them. I don't like them. They're not worth the price. Mel bought these. I want to say Cloud. Or some type of, man, these flip-flops or house shoes from Amazon, $14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, it's like you walking on clouds. I recommend those. Another thing I want to get off my chest.
Yo, can I piggyback off the slide thing?
Go ahead. Because he got some.
Come on, man.
Plenty.
No, I don't. Angel actually got me some Gucci slides. Was it Louis Vuitton? No, Gucci slides for...
The man just said he didn't have none. Then he just said...
Let me finish.
Oh, okay,
she
ahead.
Got me some Gucci slides for my birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on, walked to the mailbox, walked back in the house, took them off, cleaned out the sole and said, take them back.
Mm.
They weren't comfortable. They were slat like they weren't sliding out my feet. They kept going crooked, which is why I usually don't wear slides anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way I would be able to put these on and walk in Target and back out without having to take them off. I was like, take these things back. I went to Dick's, went over to the slide section, got me some Nikes. They the black ones. They got the little Nike and the Nike check all over it.
Yep.
I paid $20 for them things, and they comfortable. They so goddamn comfortable. I wore them in the house like house shoes.
Yeah.
I bought two pairs, one to wear in the house and one pair to wear outside. Designer slides are not, they only for the purposes of people seeing that you have on a designer.
Yep. These stay in the garage, and I go to the mailbox, and I take the trash out in them. And that's it. And you want to know why I got them on today?
Warm in here on our rug.
I ain't got nothing for you. I ain't got no comeback. My bad.
It's hand-me-down rug.
I was like, where is this rug?
This is Melissa's rug.
She was
She was going to throw it away. I said, nah, we can use
it. Let me get that. It went to Goodwill. Yeah. But these designer slides are that bullshit.
I didn't know they had that sole on them, though. It's like a boot sole.
Man, and it's... They literally slide off.
They don't hold
They don't hold my feet. They're just
literally got the green and red and black band on it to say Gucci.
Yeah.
We here.
Yeah.
But what else you gotta get out of here?
Anyway. Y'all know we're going to Europe, but the Paris show got canceled.
Right.
But we booked hotels already in Paris. Yes. They will not refund us our money.
And they know that's going to happen across the whole area of Paris.
Yes. So I called up there. Hello. Bonjour. Can I speak to...
Je m'appelle Greg.
Can I speak to Pierre? Yes, Pierre. These folk talking about... First of all, people are so dishonest and they will lie and make up stories that so they can get refunds. Can you prove that your event was canceled? Yes, ma'am. Let me show you. Sent them the link to the Ticketmaster website. Biggest day. Stamped over Kev and Tony's face. Canceled. Like, you can't buy tickets. Prove to her that I'm the tour manager. Show her that I also have hotels in London and in Berlin. I'm not canceling those because they don't have bed bugs, lady. Right. Now she's like, oh, well, you booked the non-refundable rate, right? So I said, ma'am, I understand that. I'm at your mercy. But what I don't understand is this is a situation where I had no control over. Mm-hmm. I had all intent to follow through with my agreement.
This is on y'all. You probably had something to do with it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm coming. I didn't do this and say, hey, we about to get over on them. This is not that. Because I know some of y'all gonna be like, well, you should have had insurance. No, look. I know I'm coming. There was nothing not going to stop us from coming other than bed bugs.
Go ahead.
So my thing is, I had all intent to come patronize your hotel, spend money there, enjoy ourselves. These are circumstances out of my control, and you have no. It's almost like I'm dealing with a robot. Nope, you did this. Nope, there's no. Man.
Yeah.
You know, okay, this does make sense. So also, they kept telling me, well, there's no way of changing it. There's no way. You can't modify it. You can't do this. You can't do that. So I'm like, so there's, in any situation, there's no way you was going to refund me. That's some bullshit. Because if I was your brother, your sister, or your mama, hold on. Let me go in here and check. Because I also worked at a hotel. I was the maintenance man at a hotel.
All that stuff could be done.
All that can be overridden. And hey, babe, yeah. I'm quite sure.
I've been like, apparently I'm not talking high enough on the food chain.
Yes.
Transfer me to somebody.
That's exactly what I did. So all this is emails. I'm like, please give me a manager. And I don't care how long it takes or who I got to talk to. Every day I'm just going to email. Hey, just trying to see if I can get that roof. a partial refund.
Yeah.
You gonna take all of the money?
Right.
Just man, they lucky they in London. I mean, Paris. Cause if they were down the street, it'd have been an issue.
I already know.
I would have showed up there and went into their guest restroom downstairs, broke a pipe, and flooded out the whole hotel.
Nah,
take that.
This situation is stupid that they like reluctant. I know they're losing a whole lot of money because a bunch of people is canceling on their asses right now. But at the same time, that's the same as you scheduled to go to that hotel and all the roads going to the hotel collapsed. Hey, y'all, I'm going to need a refund. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Y'all know what happened. Yeah. Y'all know why I'm not showing.
Yeah.
I ain't putting myself in danger of catching something. Y'all need a refund. That's almost like when COVID happened and people canceled. That was a little bit of a different scale of like, but initially hotels started refunding people because they realized you ain't traveling here.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed with you.
I'm pissed because
solidarity with you, Goose.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely.
While I'm booking this hotel, I'm in the mind state of, hey, I'm coming. Hey, I want this guaranteed rate. I'm booking this. It's Paris. We got our airplane flights.
They brought up a good point. Can you dispute it through the credit card?
Before I went to the credit card, because it's an Amex, so I think I have some automatic insurance on the credit card. I wanted to exhaust all my resources with this first, and then I'm going to go
before
to
Amex.
Amex
is like, psych, we ain't giving y'all this money.
Yeah. I want to dispute everything with them first and then say, okay, I can't get it here. Let me get it back. So hopefully.
Look, I've tried.
Yep. But, you know, your boy, while I'm booking the hotel, I had all intent of going. There was no deception or like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that and get my money back at the last moment.
Yeah.
But it is a lesson learned. I'm never doing the guaranteed rate again. Ever. Because it's just some bull. I mean, they about to pocket. It's six rooms, y'all, for two nights.
And yeah, they putting all that in their pockets. Euro,
you know that.
Well, you know the dollar's up more than the euro now.
Is it?
It passed them, yeah.
What?
Not that much more, but it's finally,
when
I think, for the first time
last
in history.
Night?
Nah, this was, I think, earlier this year.
Yeah. I think it's back euro way when I looked at the
conversion. It could be by now. I think that at this point, they're going to be bouncing back and forth. Anyway, I'm going to get this off my chest. Look, I bring this up. This is first world problems, okay? I get it. It is. But that's the way that the world is going, and I don't like it. So, as y'all know, Angel got into a car accident. And right now, she's actually using her mom's truck. She rented a car for a few days. Her mom went out of town, so now she's driving her mom's SUV, which is a Ford Expedition. Her mom has always had Expeditions.
Yep.
Like, that's something that she, as soon as that one, she had an Expedition, and it was getting shipped to California. It got totaled on the truck that it was getting transported on. And she had an Explorer for a real short amount of time. She went and got another Expedition. When I first met Angel, her mom had an Expedition. That's just what her mom drives. Anyway, she's got the most expensive Expedition you could possibly buy. It's got everything on it, right? It's like basically one level below the Lincoln Navigator. It's like the top of the line Expedition, four-wheel drive. She'll never use it. It's just top of the line. Anyway, this thing has, which is a lot of cars are going to this, is like the bigger and more screens you can get in a vehicle, the better, is what they think. Yeah. And I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I don't want to get into a car and just see this massive screen and no other detail.
Oh, on the front?
Yeah, this is this big TV,
so it's like
tablet
a Tesla
screen. Yeah, it's like a Tesla. It's got this big screen. The only vehicle I've seen it work in is the Dodge Ram Limited. Mm. It has a really big screen, but it has redundant buttons on the outside of the screen.
Okay.
So you want to turn on the AC or the radio or seat warmers or anything. You got buttons right there, so you ain't got to search around on this stupid-ass screen for it. So I drove her, got in this truck, and I'm trying to just – it's hot in the vehicle, right? So I turned the AC on. Took me a second, found the little AC panel on this big-ass screen, and I'm like, it's still heat radiating on the back of my head, so I need, you know – SUVs like mine and hers, they got the front and rear AC. So I'm like, let me turn the AC on in the back. How you found the damn AC in the back?
It's in the back.
No, it's on the screen somewhere. It's on the screen. But it ain't just readily available to you. You got to go and search on this stupid ass screen just to find the AC.
Dang.
I'm like, this is the dumbest. It should be unsafe. I don't understand how the vehicle manufacturing is allowed to put these big ass screens to where you just can't look down and point at something. It should be illegal for you to have to search. If I can't talk on my phone, if I'm not supposed to text while driving, why is it okay for me to have to search on a screen on my vehicle to get to a certain thing?
Yeah. It should be voice activated or something or on the steering wheel. But yeah, that's
it
crazy.
That. It's like, and that's why like the vehicle I have now, I'm going to try to keep it as long as I can because it's got screens and all that, but there's nothing stopping me from doing anything I need to do because it's just a button that I can push instead of going to the screen. I can turn the AC on the screen, but I could also just press a button and turn the shit on.
Yeah.
Pisses me off. And what's going to happen in, 8 years when that stuff starts to malfunction?
And you know it's going to malfunction.
Of course it's going to malfunction.
You know it's going to malfunction. That's when they're going to make all their money back. Everybody going to come. Oh, you're going to have to get the whole screen replaced.
No more warranty. Warranty's worn out. Five years, it's curtains.
Yeah.
You gonna and it ain't going to last no longer than that.
Yeah.
And that's like all these vehicles. You look in the Escalade. It's got this big display of screens going across the front. And it's like, okay, that's neat to see you turn it on and the vehicle does a 360 and the lights shine and screen. That's how everybody's rating vehicles now. Well, it's got this many screens. The Jeep Wagoneer.
Yeah.
Goose, you think I'm exaggerating. I got in that thing last year at the LA Auto Show.
That green one?
It was, I don't know. I got in their top tier one. I can't remember. Seven screens.
Well, I thought you were about to say 700,000, but seven screens.
Seven screens.
Three, four. Hold on. How does that?
You had one speedometer.
Okay.
You had two, the one right here in the middle. Uh-huh. Three, the passenger. Why the f*** does the passenger need a screen? Four, down here on this little area, the console. Five, headrest. Six, headrest. Seven, console of the passengers.
Screens.
Yes.
Dang.
Why? It was overkill. I was like, this is the dumbest looking. Why? I don't want screens. I want buttons. I want dials. People make a cigarette old school, but guess what? That shit don't fail in 5 or 6 years. Most people ain't buying brand new vehicles. They buying used vehicles.
This is where technology is going to make it so easy for the manufacturers to let go of people, because that entire screen is going to have one plug in. And if something malfunctions, you need a whole new screen.
You need a whole new screen.
All it's going to take is a guy to clip,
put
the new one in.
Plug
in a new one.
4,000.
4,000.
Give me here. Give me my money. 4,000. It's going to take them 15 minutes, but they're going to keep your vehicle
for
6 months. No, and I see it going that way. It's almost like, and I hope it reverses. It's almost like, remember that phase where phones were getting smaller and smaller and smaller?
Yep.
It's like, who can make? Even then, I was like, why is it convenient to have a small phone? This is the dumbest thing ever. I was so glad when they started making them big again. I'm like, finally.
They got out of that idiot. Stupid.
It is driving me crazy. And I sat in that thing, and I see, that's why I've never been a fan of Tesla, because you sat in a Tesla, even like the plaid version, you sat in it, and it looks sterile. It's plain.
Yeah.
And all you got, you don't even have door handles. Nothing.
Everything.
You go to the screen for everything, and there is no other detail in the vehicle.
Yeah. And the inside is made of just cheap-ass plastic.
It's, if you get in one and you just press on surfaces, everything squeaks and moves. It's just cheap plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But people love them because it's like, oh, this is the future. I'm like, it's electric engine, which ain't that new. It's just new for vehicles and a big screen.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I'm not happy about it. People be, oh, you old school, you this, you that. Look, I love new vehicles. I like all vehicles. Yeah, I like old school. Old school lasted because it worked. I'm just not a fan of just inconvenient shit. Like, I shouldn't have to search for nothing if I'm driving. It's unsafe.
Yeah. You should, as the consumer, they should give you a chance to try to fix something yourself.
Oh, no.
Something. Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't have to go in and take it to the dealer if the fan isn't spinning for your air conditioner when it might just be the fuse. You know what I'm saying? You can just replace the fuse for $15, but now they making it to where you can't even damn near open the fuse box to check anything. Like, you just oblivious about everything.
My uncle back in the day, you know, that's all he did was work on the engine.
Yeah.
I had my first car, I had a Ford Taurus show. So it was like the Taurus, but it had a massive V8, didn't supposed to go in the engine, in the car. Mm. I remember one day I popped the hood, he said, can't do nothing to that thing. Because he's looking at it as a mechanic. Yeah. He was like, how you supposed to work on this thing? And it was hard to find people to actually do anything. I had to take it to the dealership, and a lot of times I would get turned away because they was like, we don't know how to work on this.
See?
But, yeah, somebody said there's not a lot of mechanics who can repair Teslas. That's why the wait is so long. Tesla is a new car company.
Hold on. It's proprietary. There's a wait to get your car worked on?
I'm sure.
Shit.
You look at Chevy, Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, or whoever they are now, Ram. They've been around for more than 100 years. All of these places, they're a dime a dozen. That's why you could take them anywhere. You got Tesla. You can't go out in the middle of nowhere and find no Tesla dealership or a charger.
Does Tesla have transmissions?
No, it's an engine. So it's an electric motor, and that motor is usually connected to the wheels. It's not even really a drivetrain to it. Like, the motor is connected.
I'm trying to see, what are they working on other than replacing a battery?
It'd be a battery replacement, screens. The electric motor itself, electric motors are actually very durable and reliable. Mm. So I can't see them having to do anything with it. I don't know.
So they probably working on,
it don't
like,
take oil.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't no oil, ain't no coolant. Maybe a cooling fan.
Your axles and stuff should be well lubricated.
Yeah, no, there's nothing, no axle thing. Yeah, that's why it's a good idea, like the electric thing.
Who has a Tesla? What is your Tesla getting worked like? What are they fixing on your Tesla? Like,
yeah, if you got a Tesla, what do they work? Only thing I can think of is cooling fans, maybe one of the cells going bad in the batteries.
Radiator or something like that.
Not even that. They don't have radiators.
Dang. Have y'all seen that video of the man? He called the police because he got stuck in his vehicle.
A Corvette.
I don't
the
know.
The football player. They had to break the window?
Yep.
Yeah.
Big boy. He was like,
he
man.
He said, break it.
Yeah. Get me out of here.
He was stuck in his car, in his Corvette. He couldn't get out because it's an electronic way. It's an electronic disconnect to get out of the vehicle, which is stupid.
Hot. If you're a grown man and you can't get out of your vehicle, no, that's a hazard.
Look, they said I looked into that, and apparently there is something under something hidden to release the door because Chevy knows that that's a goddamn problem, which is a problem. My door handle should be mechanical.
Hey,
it's that simple.
Make everything electrical but my door.
Exactly.
Why are you going to do that? It's just like if you all have those electrical locks with the keypad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do not get those electrical locks that don't have the manual key.
Keyhole.
If you get the electrical lock and the battery goes dead, you can't get inside the house. On our rental property, we have... the mechanical lock stopped working. The tenant was like, hey, it's not working. Blase, blase, can we get it fixed? I was like, no, sir. We can use the regular key. So just lock the door manually for now on. And I have not touched that electric. It's no. Because it's going to malfunction. Uh-huh. And what's going to happen is he's going to be in his bed late at night. And that damn thing going to open up by itself somehow, some way. Because y'all know how these hackers and these scammers got all type of ways of doing stuff.
I know some, I don't know who it was, the guy had an electric car, and they came in town and their phone died. The phone is the key to the car.
What the?
You now stuck.
See,
you are now stuck. You can't go nowhere.
There should be some type of
your phone died.
There should be some type of backup.
I think they started putting them in, like you can put in a code or something. I don't know. But hold up. I literally saw
the damn key,
somebody charging a Tesla on the side of the road with an electric generator, which uses gas. Like the generator you got attached to your house, you put gas in it to charge the goddamn electric car.
I truly believe electric vehicles are not going to last.
I like
they're not. You know, okay, let me not speak that broad. It's about to be a hella trial and error with these things.
That's what I was about to say. I like the plug-in hybrid.
Okay.
So that's the cars you plug in. Mm. You can plug it in to charge it, but it also has, it uses gas.
Okay. I can dig that.
LA Auto Show last year, Jeep, they had the Wrangler, they had the Cherokee. I think they had like three Wranglers and two Cherokees. We rode in the... I think we rode in the Cherokee, and they was taking it on this obstacle course, steep incline. Feel like the car was going to flip upside down backwards. That's how steep this incline was.
Damn.
They were just doing this over and over, taking everybody on this course. We waited in line probably 20, 30 minutes. Mm. We watched these things go over and over, up the steep incline, up in the ceiling, roll down, up some steps, all of this. It's a plug-in hybrid. Not once. We sat in there. We did the thing. Angel's back there like, and I got it on camera, but you can't tell how inclined. I mean, it's steep.
Yeah.
We go all the way up there, do this whole obstacle course. The gas engine never turned on, which blew my mind. I was like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand. I could get with a plug-in hybrid or even a hybrid, period, over full electric.
Yeah.
Like, electric is definitely beneficial. Like, in that case, you got this vehicle. It weighs 3,500 pounds, 4,000 pounds. Mm. It's full. It's got four occupants in it, and we're going up this steep incline, which is that's a lot of weight to carry up. And yeah, the electric engine is able to handle all that, and it doesn't need help from the gas side. I was impressed. I could do that.
I agree with the electric car out in the desert, and you have no charge. But dog, I can just hit the switch and convert to gas. Yeah. Now I can go another 200-300 miles. Yeah. But to go and get stranded and just abandoned just because you own some electrical shit.
Yeah. And I don't know.
They're talking here. They got the these Teslas are stopping on the highway.
That's what I was about to say. We have probably more Teslas in California than the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And I see them hazard lights pulled over on the side of the road all the time. I don't know if it's because the battery died. I don't know what the issue is, but I see them on the side of the road all the time.
You got to have a hybrid is perfect.
Yeah.
Electric ain't working.
I know how to read a gas gauge all day. I know how far I can get on some gas.
And 9 times out of 10, the next exit has a gas station.
Yeah. They try and do away with that in California altogether. No more gas. I think they can still do like plug-in hybrids and hybrid cars, but they're going to stop selling new gas vehicles in like 2035 or something.
Good luck with that.
Man, give me the plug-in.
They got to be riding my bike.
Who you telling?
Blades be swollen.
Motorcycles.
Shit.
Anyway. Moving on.
Moving on. Let me tell you.
That was a long ass segment.
That
screen pissed me off. So it took us on a tangent.
Let me tell y'all about this young man named Mikey Williams. He's a high school phenom from San Diego, basketball player. I mean, he's like number one in the country or number two in the country. Whichever one he is,
he's big up on the list.
He's a boss when it comes to basketball. But he's facing 6 felony charges.
God dang.
Right? And it's all because allegedly, no one knows, he shot into a vehicle with 4 occupants in it or 5 occupants in the vehicle. No one got hit. But this guy, to tell you how big he is, right? Not size, but how known he is. He's got what you call it, brand deals, and he's 18 or 19, one of them. But he owns endorsements. Yeah. He lives in a $1.2 million home. It's his. He owns this house.
Right.
So
high school.
This boy is balling at his age. So what happened was a couple of friends of his show up at his home 1 or 3 o'clock in the morning without him knowing. Okay. He comes outside and he tells the young lady that approaches the house, y'all better leave. This is what the young lady is saying. Y'all better leave or y'all going to get some bullet holes or get shot. He said something like
that. Probably on the ring, ain't he?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh. So when he go to trial, it's going to be ugly. Yeah, hopefully he don't lie.
If I'm the prosecutor, that's what I'm saying. Like, pull up the ring.
Pull up the ring. And you know it.
So
and
his Tesla probably record.
Oh, and the car they were in, I think, was a Tesla. So the girl testifies or tells police that she sees him with the gun, right? So that's one witness.
In the car.
As she's going back to the car, yes, he has a gun. He has a gun in his hand. Everybody else in the car says the same thing. He has a gun in his hand. They drive off. Shots ring off. Hit the vehicle, right? But no one in the vehicle says that they saw him pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I mean, common sense, but then, you know, you got to prove stuff. So the 5 or 6 felony charges equals up to 28 years in prison. This guy could go to jail for 28 years because he wanted to pull a gun out.
I have questions.
I have questions too. But without even having a question, well, yes, I need to know more. But at the same time, if these are friends of yours, which is a question.
First question.
If these are friends of yours, one. Two, the girl got out the car and approached the house. I don't know if you feel threatened.
So the girl in the house said y'all need to leave?
No, the girl gets out of the vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Comes up to the house. Why they showed up to his house this late, there's no.
That was my other question.
There's no telling. But a young person having this type of money in this home, it would seem like these people are pulling up to have fun. There's no my life's in danger type of situation. Right. I hope his life was in danger, and I hope he's justified for having the pistol, because it'll just be terrible for this man to lose
everything,
all this potential, all this talent he has to this.
Right.
For whatever reason he was mad. I mean, this man has showed up to my house unannounced. You know what I'm saying?
I'll do it again.
Yeah. But I told him next time he come, I'm just answer the door butt booty naked.
I want to hug. What's up? Hold him. Because I got clothes on. I'm good.
I scream.
Me too. We both be sitting there screaming.
It'll all be on the ring too.
It's going to be on the ring.
Dude, like, this is crazy. Oh, nah. This is an interesting story because, one, I think everybody should be armed and should have weapons in the home, but you have to be responsible.
To protect yourself.
I also feel like these young athletes should get paid for making much. They should get paid because the schools are making so much money off of them. But I also believe now that this money and this fame, especially the money, should be put in an account sitting waiting for them once they turn a certain age. You have to have some type of maturity before you can get a $1.2 million home.
How old is he?
I think he's 17 or 18.
So it has, it got to be in somebody else's name, don't it?
I don't think so.
At 18, are you allowed?
You're legal. Yeah, that's a legal age. You're driving.
You can't even drink. You can buy a $1.2 million house. I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, that is a good question. But go ahead. So, what you think about the situation?
My first question was, if these are friends, look, me and Greg is friends. There ain't nothing he can do. I don't care if we get into a physical altercation or fight. There is nothing. If he show up to my house and I don't want him there, I'm not pulling no gun. I'm not. The only time I'm pulling a gun on somebody is if I'm willing to take their life. Outside of him hurting my wife or my kids, I can't see myself wanting to take this man. But he's young. He's 18. Who knows what's going through his mind? All the questions you already stated, I already had of if these are friends, one, why are you shooting at them? Two, why are they showing up that late? However, this is the other part. As y'all know, we in California. This was in San Diego, right?
Yep.
This is in San Diego. That's in California. Gun laws out here are strict. Mm-hmm. It's easy to rack up charges out in California on gun when you're dealing with a gun. If you own a gun in California, do your research and understand the laws. In your county, not only in your state, in your county, in your district, it changes everywhere. Mm-hmm. But he's charged. He ain't been prosecuted or nothing, but it's easy to find out if he was the one or if his guns were shot. And if his guns were shot, he is responsible. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I don't know if this gun is registered to him or not.
That's true.
Handgun. No. I think in California, maybe you got to be 21 to own a hand. I'm supposed to know this because I just got another goddamn gun, so I had to take the test. I think you got to be 21.
He's 19.
You got to be 21 to own a gun in California. You can't purchase a gun in either a gun or a handgun. One of those, you got to be 21. So he might even be too young. But now he can get charged as an adult. So whoever, if that gun is registered under somebody, they're now getting charged. If he's in possession of the gun, they can test the gun to see if it was fired recently because of residue. All of this is going to come back. Did you look it up? See how old you got?
21.
You got to be 21 in California to own a gun.
So he screwed up anyway.
So if he was living, like, let's say I have guns in my house. If my house is in danger, if I can prove that my guns were safely locked away and Angel or even I think Little Marcus had to use a gun on an intruder, that's legal. But it's got to be, you know, proven that it was legal and everything.
It also
but
says,
if this is his house, what?
Except as specifically exempted. So I'm assuming this is saying if there's something special about the situation, that somebody would be exempted from it. But
that's what I was just saying.
Oh.
If like Angel or Lil Marcus has to use one of my guns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're registered under me. But if something happened, like that little boy.
Yep, that shot the dude. For beating up his mom.
Yeah, he's because he was defending somebody's life, he's related to that person living under the same house, he fired that gun. That's also allowed. But. Hold on, I thought y'all gave me some information on the thing.
But also, when you go to the military.
That's why this country don't make sense.
Yeah.
Because you can go to the military and die for the country and shoot M4s and 50 calibers, but you can't come back home and just purchase you a gun. Now, there's a lot of laws wrong with guns. Don't think I'm just pro-gun over here because I'm not. But I see the issues that we have on both sides.
Man.
It's messed up, man. And that's all of these young athletes getting into this trouble. Like, they need, look, I wish they had better guidance.
What's his name? Moran? What's his
Ja
name?
Moran?
Yeah. So this is a perfect example of
too young, too much money.
Too young, too much money, but also how Moran or whatever his name, Ja Moran.
Yeah.
Quite sure Mikey Williams knows who he is. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Eventually, we're going to find a post of them together, playing together.
I'm telling you.
Smoking weed.
In the club
it's
together.
Like, damn.
I'm sure Ja had some influenced Mikey in some way or fashion with pistols. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Ja got pistols. I can have a pistol. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm. He's not in the NBA, is he?
No, he's just in college. So he's at Memphis. Okay. Memphis Tigers. He's still under the roster, but they won't allow him to play, do any type of school functions. So he's like doing all his work through online until all the charges are dropped.
And that's the thing. When you fire a gun, you got to think of where you at physically, where you are. Are you near or in a school district? All of that goes into effect. When the gun was fired, was it fired? Was anything in the path of that bullet? A house? Another person? Another vehicle?
And that's why people.
It racks up quick. Yeah. That same as car chases. The person don't go to jail for speeding. They go to jail for speeding, reckless endangerment, attempted. They can do attempted murder if you drive past somebody too fast. People don't understand how quick these charges get caught up, but I wish younger people would do a better job. Or people that are related to them or in their circle would do a better job of coaching them through things.
Yeah, because if he gets out of this situation, this dude should become a public speaker they should hire him to go to high schools and talk.
And colleges.
To these, hey man. I was like facing 28 years. I'm 19. I was about to be in this mug till I was 37.
Ja Moran should have did it.
It would have saved him.
Yeah.
Because other than these endorsement deals he has, these big companies that put money in him, mm-hmm. Hey y'all, let this man.
Gonna stop with it. Even if he,
I'm just saying, I don't see it being good for him.
No, even if he gets off, they drop him.
Four or five people said I saw him with the gun, 3 in the morning. Who else would have shot at the car?
And this gun that is in your house, that is in your possession, has been recently fired. They ain't gotta. Say this is definitely you shot it. They just got to prove to a jury that he's the one that shot it.
Then you hit the vehicle that's full of four or five. I'm saying innocent, but that's what they're going to say. We don't know.
Wanted endangerment.
That's what I was looking at. Wanted is something.
It's not attempted murder or anything. I think it's one. I don't know.
But since it was four to five people,
but.
Damn, I lost it. But anyway, since it was 4 or 5 people, he's getting charged for each person that was in that vehicle. And each sentence is like 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So that's why it racked up to 28 years.
Yeah, that's like in California, if you're not allowed to own a gun, like if you've been a convicted felon or something like that, if you get caught with a gun, I think they charge you like 5 or 10 years for each bullet in the gun.
Yeah.
That might be everywhere. I don't even know. Moving on.
Moving on, man. Hope you get out of that, Playboy. I hope you get out of that. Y'all know I'm into, y'all don't know, but I be just trying everything, really. And I be trying to get into real estate. And build this real estate portfolio. And I'm telling y'all, I was watching.
I just know what he's about to bring up. That's why
I was watching DJ Envy and Caesar. And I'm like, this is, hey.
Oh, you was into it?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm like, DJ Envy? Oh, it got to be legit. This man is world-renowned radio host.
Yeah, he should be trustworthy.
Ain't no scamming going on here. Let me see what they talking about. Luckily, I didn't drop any money on it, but my problem with DJ Envy is that I haven't heard him specifically say, guys, I am sorry for straying, for bringing this guy into your circles. Like, the only thing I've seen, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, put the link, show me where he said I'm sorry. All I've seen is him say, me and Caesar were just basically co-workers, partners, and whatever he did in his spare time is what he did in his spare time. If he got you, he got you. But that's not who I am. I'm not a crook.
Yeah.
He the crook.
But you go back to him advertising it. This is my boy, and we doing this, we doing that. And he's claiming he's a victim too.
Yes. So, DJ Envy, there's over 20 videos you can get up on YouTube. Him and Caesar, hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come invest. Hey, come invest. Hey, come invest. If I sit on this show every day and tell y'all, hire Tank, he can fix your vehicle. No matter what it is, he gonna fix it. Hey, and if you want him to fix it every month, you can pay us a subscription fee.
Matter of fact, he fixed my vehicle because he was.
That's what I'm saying.
It worked for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm proof. He did. I'm telling you, sign up. Tank gonna get you right. Come to find out, Tank around here breaking stuff on your car, not fixing your stuff, taking all the money to fix the car and running off, and it gets back to me. And I'm like, hey, no, after it gets back to me, hey, but you know, he still can fix your car now, but I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? If he got you, he got you. Y'all need to do your research. Hey, it's your fault. DJ Envy, man, you need to fess up. At least say sorry about the situation.
Yeah.
Whether you knew about it or you didn't, I just don't understand how you don't know about it. You got this man all on your show. You doing seminars. Y'all making millions of dollars together. I don't see how you don't know about it. But if you didn't, say sorry. My bad. I brought this guy over. Man, that's just like, okay. If I bring somebody into the trap and he steal drugs and stuff from these,
why you always go?
I'm responsible. Okay, not the trap, y'all.
I mean, you already went there, Goose.
If I bring somebody to your house, to your birthday party, you don't know him, but you off GP, or if he with Goose, he's straight. This man go in and steal wallets and IDs and stuff out of the house and come to find out it's like people, it's true. Like there's no getting around it. I'm responsible. Whether I did it or not, I'm the one who brought this person into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So Envy should find out how to get these people their money back. Period. Yeah, he's responsible.
Somebody said, as soon as he's cleared of all charges, he's free to apologize. Until then, he needs to be quiet. Here's the problem. He's not taking it. He's saying that he is a victim. He was already, I think he's already been sued by a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem is him just automatically jumping on the defensive.
Yeah, that's my issue.
Like, because he's not I was a victim too. It's like, you can't talk this strongly about the investments that y'all have like done and success of it and not know this dude won. Like DJ Envy ain't gonna take credit for nothing. Like he ain't gonna take
responsibility.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna be responsible for nothing. He ain't gonna be accountable for his actions. That's proven over and over again. Like I'm not surprised he's backpedaling and doing everything. Like you can't get like, it's like if we got a sponsor and we out here talking about this, that, and the other. Mm. It's like, oh, I use this sponsor because of this and because y'all, and this is what they did. I can admit, I either did. Most things we don't talk about unless we've actually
Used it.
Because a lot of times they'll send it to you. They want you to try the product so you can talk about it and talk, you know, freely about it. But we ain't go. We can't sit here and just backpedal fully, especially if it's a personal thing we're doing. It's not even endorsed by the podcast. If it's something personal that we're doing, bringing people to, that's the problem. It ain't like this dude. I don't even know if he brought. Did he buy advertising on the show, or was this just something that Envy was like, "Hey, y'all, this is what I'm doing."
Envy. This is what I'm doing. He brought it to
me. And it wasn't even like a brand deal or a sponsorship of the show. It was just like, hey, y'all, this is my personal time. I'm bringing y'all this information. Hey, this is what we doing over here. Big baller status. I'm trying to get on Rick Ross level. What did he make of all this? That's my question.
That's hilarious. I ain't look nothing up.
I don't even see this as like a sponsorship. It seems like this was something the interview was doing solely with himself and his friend, and as done backfired on him. He done straight up Ja Rule the whole thing. Fire Festival.
That's exactly what this is. This man, and it, I don't care what you say about it. He had to know about it. But this, you know, that's how I feel. He had to know about it.
And yeah, he's saying he don't know about it.
Yeah, whatever.
I heard his attorney talking. Look, I'm nowhere in the legal game, but character is something I'm good at judging. Mm-hmm. His lawyer don't look like he got an honest bone in his body the way he talked. The way his lawyer talked, I said, oh, he hired the sleaziest.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, if you hire this dude, you must be guilty.
He got to hire somebody that's been through it before.
I guess. I was like, man, this lawyer looked like a straight up crew. He looked like somebody that would be defending Trump or something. I don't know. The way he talked, he was a young dude. Look, if I have an attorney, I don't care how good he is, you will not wear pinstripes and defend me on nothing. His suit was pinstriped up. He was like, hey, look, you know, this is just easy. He's not speaking on this. We're not speaking. I was like, oh, this dude is lying his ass off.
This, man, when you're not speaking on something, to me, that shows that you're guilty. Because if you didn't know about it, you would have. I had nothing to do with this, you all. I'm sorry that I, you know, he's on the defense because that's his partner. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to shit on his partner or whatever.
I think what made him look so bad is he automatically jumped on the defense like right away instead of like, I don't know. I feel like it's a better way to handle it.
Also, my wife covered this on I'm Not a Lawyer on TikTok, and she showed me a couple of pictures. So there was these deals that they did, and they were supposed to build these apartment complexes, right? So one of the people they scammed, he drove by the facility. When he first drove by, it was just a lot of land, right? And they're like, in a year or two, it's going to be a something.
Multiplex.
Several apartment complexes. So the guy was like, you know, gave him a couple hundred thousand, went on about the day, went on about my business because we got it like that. I can spend that money. And I was like, shit, I ain't got my my investment back. They telling me the apartments are being built. So the guy drives over there. It's still just a flat piece of land. It's still.
Look, I can't afford.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Look, I give you $300,000, man.
If I give you $10,000 to work on a site, I'm stopping. That's going to be my daily routine. I'm pulling up. I'm watching everything. I'm like, oh, is that the city inspector? Let me go see what he's talking about. Ooh. I'm going to have my hard hat, my vest. You understand me? I'm checking on that site every day.
Envy has to have.
What bank is running this, man? Let me run up here to the bank, man. Talk to somebody real quick. Hey, you know the complex over on 3rd? What's going on with that, sir? I just handle the mail.
So the guy looks up, because you can look up property and see who owns it. They don't own it. At all.
He didn't look it up before he gave $100,000. Man.
But see, that's.
$1,000.
That's what I'm saying. That's how Caesar was able to get these people, because DJ Envy, his reputation. Yeah. If Kev says, hey, y'all, give me this, I'm going to flip it. It'll be like, bet, Kev going to do it.
Yeah.
Because Kev said it.
Right.
You going to do it because
yeah. of it. And don't you probably know Brennan, but if he say Brennan going to do this, trust me. Give me your money. Yes. Give him your money. He'll be like, all right, here, Brennan.
We ain't going to double check nothing because right. we feel like he's legit. DJ Envy has to have.
Saying he knows absolutely nothing.
They had to up security at that breakfast club.
Man, he better go virtual, stay at the house. 100,000?
300. They were doing one dude like this.
If I got 300, that means I got another 300 to put a hit out on.
Hey, man, catch him at the door.
Man, catch him at the door. Give him his fade.
Something. You go, oh, I'll be there every time you record to raise hell up in your lobby, man. That's wild.
Car show events.
They had to.
They said it's car show events and fussing with Rick Ross. He couldn't pay attention.
That's what happened.
Sorry, he cut you off.
Or all the money he was scamming from folk went into the car show. Like, hey, we got to do this big. Yeah. We got to be bigger than Ross. Where can we get money from?
That's his only goal.
He's like, grab money from this house, that house. The investment. We don't need to pay them back nothing. This car show got to be the biggest thing going.
Yeah.
You up here, y'all scamming folks. That's
can't
wild,
say you don't
man.
Know nothing. Is it at the very least, be like, I'm not at liberty to speak on it right now. I'm just as disappointed as everybody else. I'll talk to y'all when I can.
Yes.
Just say you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm sorry that some of you feel the way you do.
Yep.
I'll talk about it when I can. Don't be like, look, I don't know nothing. Yep. Come on now.
That's y'all fault that y'all got caught.
He did say that.
Caught up with
he
this
said,
man.
He said, why didn't you do your research?
I did not hear that.
He said people should do, he said something about doing better research y'all should look into before you spend your money. Anyway.
To my point, you dirty as hell for that one. You dirty as hell for that one, Playboy. Anyway, yep, right, anyway.
Right, wasn't that? Look, last week we forgot to talk about it and we wasn't going to talk about it. Jada and Will, we don't care. Moving on.
Yeah.
So I don't give a damn. Nah, I get mad when I see something about that.
Woo. Anyway, where we at? What time we at?
We about to wrap.
Do you feel like doing the second one?
Which one? What was it?
No, I'm talking about.
No, let's finish this show first.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because this
we got like 5 minutes.
This could go on to the next one if we're going to do second one.
What time is it? We can do it.
We can do what?
The second show. You run doing?
3:12. All right. We got to come up with more topics, man.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, so moving on.
Are we going to move on or are we going to end this?
I was moving on from Jada and that boy Will. All
right.
All right. I'm moving on to this judge in Oklahoma City.
I didn't screen this one, so I don't know what Goose about to bring.
This judge in Oklahoma City, she's covering her first murder case. All right. She's a 50-year-old judge. Her name is hold on, I just had it. Tracy Soderstrom. You see that right there?
Get, oh shit.
Go ahead, just tap it.
Oh, there you go. Judge Justice Kane. Hold on, where's it at?
Right there.
Soderstrom. Yeah, something like that.
Tracy Soderstrom. So she's covering a murder trial, her first murder trial, and hopefully her last one. During this murder trial, her and her bailiff exchange 500 text messages.
Oh, that one, yeah.
This judge.
We're going to make this quick because we're going to start the next one.
Okay. This judge is sitting in her chair, leaning back. There's a camera shooting down on her. I guess
the judge was texting.
Yes.
I thought the plaintiff was
no.
The judge?
This is the judge.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Tell him.
The judge, the one that's going to hit the gavel, is texting the bailiff. And some of the text messages, she's talking about the prosecutor's genitals. She's talking about the jury's, some lady had a wig on, how bad her wig looked. She's talking about the prosecutor. Why is he sweating through his clothes? This, that, and another. This trial is about a dad and a boyfriend killing one of the children.
God dang.
And she's convinced, she is convinced that the girlfriend is doing it. And in the text messages, she's like, I'm sure the girlfriend did it and this man is innocent. I don't know why it's so hard to see that she did it and not him. She's texting this to the bailiff as if you're not supposed to be paying attention to the case. Wow. She also says
bailiff need to be on all 10 and to be on his P's and Q's case something pop off.
Her and the bailiff must be guys.
They got to be. I'm about to get to that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One text message, she said, I can't believe this. Liar, liar, liar. This is what she's texting this guy. Or so I don't even know. Veronica, I don't even know Veronica, if the bailiff is a woman or a man.
Veronica,
to be
it
honest.
Didn't get leaked. You can see it from the camera that's above the judge.
Yeah, they got pictures of it. Just you can Google Oklahoma City Supreme Court Justice Judge. You know what? Don't Google that. Because it's probably going to give you just some regular stuff. But her name is Tracy Soderstrom. Soderstrom.
And so, this is the, look.
Yeah.
I done been in courtroom. I've been on juries.
Yep.
I know, as y'all know, my sister-in-law is a judge.
Mm, yep, sure enough.
I don't, and this is the federal? I don't know. It don't even matter. Sure. I've known police officers, I've known, you know, attorneys. I don't know people that have in the courtroom outside of like other attorneys that have a close enough relationship between judge and bailiff to be texting like this unless they got something going on. Because bailiffs swap out, you know, it's just different, like different cops side or people, officers within the court system, they swap out. Some of them go out on duty. Some of them actually serve as bailiffs. They got to have something going on.
She told the bailiff, a police officer was testifying. She said, this man is so pretty, I can look at him all day.
She's 2025? I mean, sorry. Is he's, what he tastes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah.
See, I, the whole time I thought, I was like, this for sister sure. messing with this bailiff.
For sure, for sure.
2025, y'all.
Yep. So, she's telling the bailiff, she can look at the the testifying officer all day because the officer is so pretty. So people's lives are at stake right here. Murder.
Man, kids done got killed. Kids are dead.
Yep. And you up here.
That's up for that much of a rookie. This is the other problem with that. Know your courtroom. This is her courtroom.
Yep.
You should already know if there's a camera right above you in case something pop off that can see that. Like, how do you not know that as a judge?
And this also shows you these folk don't give a damn. They don't give up about us.
That's crazy. They like, oh, okay, they 2020.
They don't give a damn about us.
That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. So this was her first murder case, and hopefully
it's going to be her last.
Her last, because Supreme Court Justice seeks to remove her.
Yeah, I was about to say, if it got leaked out or whatever, if this got put out, somebody that had view of those cameras had to put it out and report her.
So,
a dumb ass.
My wife is doing a report on this, so she was telling me, because she dives way deeper than me, but apparently
everybody dives deeper than us. We skim the surface and keep it moving.
Yeah. Apparently, she was appointed a judge in January of this year. And has had a plethora of complaints about her.
Oh, yeah, she's trash.
So she's probably...
She knew somebody. That's how she got in there.
Apparently. Or doing, you know, did some favors. Right. So, Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
All right,
fam. Y'all remember that? That's wild, too.
Hey. All right, fam. We're going to roll up out of here. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed. Patreon, of course, y'all stick. We're going to close out. But Patreon, don't y'all go nowhere. I'm pointing over here. Don't y'all go nowhere because we're going to give y'all another episode. Goose, go on. Let them know where they can find you.
You can catch me on IG. That's G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y, Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can buy my merch at underreppedmerch.com.
Thank
you.
Oh, what you doing?
I said thank you.
Oh. And y'all can find me at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, on Instagram, Marcus Ain't on the Book, on Facebook, Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. And if you're listening, you can also watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It Podcast. Mm-hmm. Until next time, we will holler back at y'all. Y'all have a good one, fam.